Welcome to Red Eye. I'm Greg Gutfeld coming to you completely live at 3 a.m. So I couldn't possibly be on my knees getting sick between cars on the A train in Chelsea. I repeat, that is not me. TV's Andy Levy is off yet again. What is this man doing? Filling in Mike Baker, formerly of the CIA, now the president of Diligence, the fine makers of Diligence garter belts, Diligence grapnels, and Diligence glue pots. For all your garter belt, grapnel, and glue pot needs, think Diligence. Diligence, we will probably kill you in your sleep. Mike, what's coming up on tonight's show, old sport?
You know, funny you should mention that, because glue pots actually represent about 12% of our revenues so far.
I'm not surprised.
We're expecting big things in Q4.
Yeah.
Anyway, big doings down here in America's newsroom as we gear up, obviously, for tonight's show. The graphics department, for one, has been busy since this morning putting together our signature crappy homemade charts. And the research staff is standing by to isolate and review any errors made by tonight's guests. Yeah, the air is turning crisp and leaves are changing colors, and it looks like fall's in full swing. And that can only mean one thing, that the annual effort by overly sensitive, politically correct D-bags to put an end to the cherished childhood traditions of Halloween. We'll investigate, you bang your head against the wall, and ask why we've all turned into such Nancys. Another day, another Occupy Wall Street story. This one involves public defecation, exposed genitalia, and hours of mindless banging on drums. All part of the protesters' efforts to be good neighbors. Finally, are men funnier than women? Are men funnier? What kind of stupid-ass question is that? Greg?
Thanks, Mike.
The answer is yes, Greg. Men are funnier than women. It's been proven in numerous government-funded studies. 47% funnier, to be exact, Greg.
Well, too bad you didn't prove it. But anyway, we'll see you later at halftime. Let's welcome our guest. Well, she's so hot that old people flock to her in the winter. I'm here tonight with Meet the Boss TV reporter Anna Gilligan. That's online, by the way. Well, if intelligence were a jukebox, the Fonz would bang him on a weekly basis. Nick Gillespie, Reason.TV and Reason.com's editor-in-chief. He's also the author of the fantastic book, The Declaration of Independence. I read it. And slugs pour salt on him. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. And he's considered the Beatles of prop comedy. As for Gallagher, he's just the Monkees.
I like
sitting right next to me, first-time guest. He's the delightful, legendary actor and comedian, Carrot Top.
Actor? Okay.
Take it. You've been in movies.
Yeah, I've been in movies.
All right. He sips fair trade coffee while he weeps for Gaddafi. It's our New York Times correspondent. Good to see you again, Pinch.
What's black and white and red all over? Every morning that Carrot Top wakes up to the New York Times at 50% off newsstand prices, you really can't afford not to subscribe to me, Mr. Top. P.S. I abhor prop comedy.
How would you rate that as a prop?
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
I can't follow that one, actually.
Yeah, really. Interesting fact.
Why did I think of that?
Prop backwards is porp. A lot of people don't know that. I'm still on camera. Toot shot.
All right. Should it be taboo to say boo? Well, if you think there isn't a war on Halloween, it's time to wake up from your there isn't a war on Halloween coma. Yep, across America, a country I love, public schools are giving a thumbs down to dressing up and saying no thanks to pranks. For example, in Portland, Oregon, an actual city, a principal recently banned costumes, telling kids to embrace a, quote, spirit of equity, and saying to parents in a letter, for many reasons, the celebration of Halloween at school can lead to student exclusion. There are social, financial, and cultural differences among our families that we must respect. He later told a local paper, Halloween is, in many ways, personal to some people, and to other people, it's very offensive. Elsewhere across Michigan, another state, they're banning Halloween parties. And at one school, candy corn and candy apples have been replaced with a fall festival focused on health and wellness. And in Springfield, New Jersey, a principal banned costumes because it causes classroom disruptions. For more, let's go live to our local affiliate.
Now, a DTE spokesperson says the problems with the gas line were mostly fixed around 4 yesterday afternoon. Workers were able to check most homes by 7 last night. They say all workers were required to leave a note behind explaining why they had to enter the home and lock the door as they left. Mike?
Thank you, Tamara. I appreciate that.
That's great.
That was classy. So, may I call you CT?
Yeah, sure.
I like CT.
KT. Black people call me KT.
I like that.
Yeah, well, KT, they've been saying it all day. I answer anything.
So what is happening to this world? Are we turning into communist Australia?
I think so. I mean, Halloween is Halloween. We're dressed up right now, you and I. You can't tell. Great hair, by the way. That's the best hair I've ever seen. I thought I had bad hair. No, I mean good hair.
This is my one
hair. That is awesome.
So I better stick with it.
I like it.
It's the Robert Blake look. But anyway, you know, being a prop comic, you must come prepared for Halloween.
Oh, I have a prop, actually. Hold on a second. That's weird.
Yeah?
See, this is it's a Halloween bag for fat kids. See, they can wheel it through the thing like that. Hilarious even the second time. Look, right through the camera.
It really is.
I had to do a prop on the show. I've watched the show forever.
Yeah.
I don't think it had been a... No, you've done props.
I don't know what you're talking about. Suspending their disbelief.
Do people ever dress up as you on Halloween?
Yes, they have, and that's really disturbing. These kids, when I had AT&T commercials, they showed up at my door and opened the door. And the kid was good. He had a whole payphone with him, a whole booth. His dad was, I swear to God, what are you? He said, I'm you. And
where did you live that allowed these people to hear you?
In Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You still live there even after you...
We have gates now.
So oh, that's good. That's
they
good.
Just crawl over.
I live behind a gate.
So you mean you're in prison?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, Nick, schools are canceling costumes because some families can't afford them. Is that a valid reason? Should we ban things because other people can't pay for them?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, that would be, we'd be banning strippers.
Yes.
I mean, we'd be banning cable TV. But I went to Catholic school as a kid, so we had trouble with Halloween because it was satanic, not because some kids were lazy and couldn't come up with a gift. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you need is burnt cork, right?
Yeah.
And you go as a commando.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think the real victims of Halloween are hobos, because as a child, I was always a hobo, and it raised awareness of the transient population. And now you can't dress up as a hobo, and it's kind of hoboist.
My dad was actually the Hunchback of Notre Dame one year on our block, but everyone thought he was a homeless man, and they called the cops on him.
It was great, because then he got arrested. He was beaten unconscious.
Another year at our block party, he opened the fire hydrant and broke it, and he flooded the block below, and the SWAT team came.
No.
Just a little Gilligan family history.
Well, no wonder you were putting child services.
Yeah,
but she grew up pretty much an orphan.
Yeah, but she's leaving out the best part of her childhood.
You know, I'm not going to bring it up. You can...
I'm not going to say that she went to a nudist camp as a teenager. I'm not going to say that. But I'm not going to say you didn't.
You had the option to go without clothing.
Yes.
There's a difference.
And this was encouraged usually by the grown men at the camp.
Don't worry. They weren't predators. They were just hippies.
No, it's not like a sexy sexual thing when you're going through puberty and you're 12 years old. It's just embarrassing.
No, it is for predators. Yeah. It is very much so.
Maybe not for you.
Yeah. And while we're on this topic, the great thing about Halloween is it gives girls and, grown women, I might say, just to be safe, excuses to dress sexily when they're drunk. Do you go as a sexy nurse or a sexy librarian or an ophthalmologist?
You know, I used to be against it, and I remember I went as, like, a car mechanic, and I really tried to go the anti-sex. But then I just realized you're the ugliest girl at the party, so you might as well dress a little nicer.
No, I have a feeling that the ugly girls at the party look at you as a mechanic and still hate you.
Yeah.
No.
They're dressed up as Skankerella, and yet the mechanic with grease all over has got guys lined up.
Yeah, it's like, well, you're the sex. You're so, a mechanic is so sexy.
Yeah.
Bill, if they're going to ban Halloween, what's next? Beat Bill Schultz with a tire iron day is going to be removed?
I have been signing petitions to get that day banned for years. I'm covered in welts. First of all, Halloween is 2,000 years old, and it started in Ireland. So if anything, the immigrants are forcing this on us, Greg. I don't mean to teach the teachers, but they just got schooled.
Wow.
Yes, not an American holiday.
It just occurred to me.
It's just fun. Really?
The fact that you have an iconic look means that Halloween is one of the few times that you can go as you on Halloween, and people won't think you're Carrot Top.
You know, Kiss had a store like that. They had a show. Yeah. They had a concert on Halloween. They were walking up Sunset Boulevard, and they couldn't get... It was so traffic. They just dressed up like... They went in their costumes.
Really?
And people were like, oh, cool, Kiss. And they're like, no, they really were Kiss. They walked right by him.
Gene Simmons does that now, but as Gaddafi.
Yeah, Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Nice. I know. That was a terrible joke.
He looks like Ron Jeremy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Gaddafi, he actually does on a good day.
On a good day.
Although... I wouldn't know what Ron Jeremy looks like.
Yes, you would.
He was on the show.
Well, not his face.
He was on the show.
Not his face.
Ron Jeremy was one of the worst guests we've ever had.
No, don't say that.
Because he wore genie pants without underwear. He wears genie pants without underwear, beside from Nick on Fridays.
Yeah, I don't know. I wear gin pants. I wear gin pants. Yes, come on, yes. Genie pants are for gals.
Yeah, the worst part is you were sitting next to me, so I was the one that had to see what was going on with his pants while he was staring at her.
He was also sweating a lot. He was just dripping in sweat, and it was just not a good thing.
And just for men. That was coming down.
All right, let's move on.
He's got a scent, too. He's got a scent.
Yeah, that's true.
Really? You know the scent?
He's got a scent.
Chlamydia.
Sorry, Ron. I'm friends with Ron. Sorry.
I think he's a nice man.
I got all my movies from him free.
I think he's great.
All right, from bands to beats. Well, their percussion was up for discussion. And now Occupy Wall Street's self-governing so-called General Assembly has given in to noise complaints and will limit the drum circle's drumming in Zuccotti Park to just 2 hours a day. And that's harsh, the rhythm section's buzz, cried one outraged hippie. They're becoming the government we're trying to protest. They didn't even give the drummers a say. The bongo bangers are also up in arms over the assembly's attempt to take up to half of their cash that they make in tips, which is meant to go towards the movement's greater good, proving once again that socialism is only awesome when others besides yourself are forced to do it. To add to this stinky mess, homeowners near the park have been complaining of people defecating and urinating in public places, which leads us to Occupy Toronto, where a man was arrested after smelling women's feet and trying to get others to drink his body fluids. Pretty sure that was my Uncle Jerry. It's his M.O. As for L.A., tensions among the tanned have risen over drug use, with one protester claiming she's going to leave because, quote, everybody is pretty much just partying it up. And then there's Russell Simmons' explanation for not paying taxes despite wanting more taxes.
Wow. Yeah.
The conservatives always say to me, why don't I just write a check for more taxes?
Right.
No, I won't give my money to War Machine and to the other things, but if it will help the education and the health care for people who are locked out, then of course I want to pay more taxes.
Luckily, even the IRS doesn't watch Al Sharpton's show. Nice. Finally, meet living, breathing stereotype Stacey Hessler. In this video, the 38-year-old Floridian explains to the New York Post why she left her four kids and her banker hubby for Wall Street.
And so I finally talked to my family, and they said to come here, they would be okay without me. So after they said that, then I got a ticket and came on the train.
Who's taking care of them now in your absence?
Well, I do have a community of friends that, I put a plea out on Facebook asking them to support me so that I could be here.
She is mother of the year. Caretop, have you gone down to Zuccotti Park? And
no.
If not, why are you?
I haven't yet. I was going to go tonight or tomorrow. I've not been. It's like Vegas every night, though, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. But it's great, though, to know this is happening. It's a great place to find weed now. You know exactly where to find weed.
That's true.
It used to be hard. Where can I find weed? No. It's nuts.
Is there anything somebody should wear?
Yeah, this. Look, I have another prop. Hey, good setup.
Thanks.
That's why you can't hear the drumming. Hey, what's going on? I don't hear anything. What drumming?
You know the sad thing about this? Those are real hands.
They are real
hands.
You
dropped them off a homeless man outside.
It's like a free Blue Man Group show. Why are they bitching? They get a free show.
That is true. But the neighbors, Anna, you must sympathize with the neighbors.
I do. It sounds like it's a bad situation, but I feel like they're a nice group of people. They're reasonable. They've listened to the complaints, and they've tried to solve them.
You're crazy. But you know what? You're just,
I can't hear
smart.
Anything. What are
y'all
talking about? I can't hear anything. What are y'all saying?
If only they actually took the camera angle.
But the thing is, if you're going to protest in New York, there's no place where you're not going to annoy people. It's just, it's unfortunate for those people that they happen to be there. But
Nick, you liked this in the beginning, right?
Yeah, no, I'm always happy to see people defecating in the wilds. That's how nature meant us. It's evolution's imperative.
Yeah. But you have to admit, this thing is taking a kind of a sad turn.
Oh, yeah. No, and I love that woman who left. Like, the kids and the husband couldn't get her out of the house fast enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
50-1, they have moved and left no forwarding.
She's going to come back. It's gone.
But, you know, one of the things that's interesting, because I like the Tea Party, regardless of, you know, just these types of groups as technologies, think of them as political technologies. It's fascinating when you see people doing stuff like this. But I'm still waiting for those long-buried exposés on Tea Party protesters all the time in public streets. And, like, you just don't see it.
No, you don't.
The older ones do, but they can't help them.
No, but
they can't help them.
They are wearing diapers. Yeah, okay, they're cleaning up. I mean, that's...
I disown those insults and heartily encourage insults on the other side. Here's my point. What you see is a difference between young and old. In the Tea Parties, because it's an older group, you've got permits, you've got structure, you've got people who leave orderly, reasonable, you know, just a reasonable group of people. And what do you have with the young? It's reflective of the young. They're attention seeking. They have short attention spans. They're clueless about life.
Toe sucking, urine drinking, all the hallmarks. Yeah. We were all there when we were younger.
Yeah. Sure. So it's like you almost can say you can't. You can blame them. They're absolute losers. Bill.
It's like a Grateful Dead concert with an attitude, really.
Yeah, and without the music.
Without the music, which actually is a plus.
Exactly. Because the Grateful Dead. No, the Grateful Dead were good once, but not so good anymore.
Like
Ever since Pete Townsend left.
Yes.
He was one heck of a lutist. Is that what you call him?
Yeah, no, William, whatever.
That's what he did on his off time.
Yes, yeah.
Bill, does this leaderless collective need a leader? Somebody inspirational, charismatic, like a John Ratzenberger, or that's all I can come up with.
You couldn't come up with Bill Schultz? Yeah. You've seen me in my hippie garb. Attractive. Yeah. I love how the woman that left her family was comparing what she was doing to soldiers leaving their families for long periods of time.
And she took the train from Florida, which meant she might have been protesting something in like the second Reagan administration.
Yeah.
To get here from Florida.
Her husband's not very good banker. Yeah. But yeah, last I checked, the armed forces do not allow dreadlocks.
Yeah.
That's a rule.
Here's the other thing that I was going to say as soon as I remember what I was going to say.
Something about Russell Simmons and the war machine.
No,
I was going to say with the tax protesting. Okay, so like I'm against the war machine. I like calling it the war machine.
It's a great name for a band.
But I'm also against the free health care for people. That causes more problems than it solves. So why can I? That mean I get some money from Russell Simmons? I don't know. I'm just trying to parlay.
We should all get money from Russell Simmons.
Exactly. It's a good point. Why aren't these protesters the people you love, Anna? Why aren't they protesting at Russell Simmons' house?
He is
the 1%. I got you, didn't I?
You got me. I just don't know. I think it's great that, you know, that this movement is happening. I think it has a valid message. It's gotten a little disorganized. It's kind of losing its momentum, I think. But, you know, in this country, you can protest, and they're doing it peacefully, and I don't think we should...
There's an alleged rape in Ohio. There's some sexual assaults elsewhere that I'm making up. There's other things.
There was like one bummed out guy in Toronto who went into someone's tent. Yeah. But you can't blame the movement on that.
Why can't you?
Because there's always people that take advantage. Like when those riots were happening in London and there were people like grabbing sunglasses in the midst of people who needed diapers for their babies.
I like how you say that there were people among the riots taking advantage. They were all taking advantage.
Okay,
they were peaceful riots.
There were always people. I'm sure that there are some people at tea parties that misbehave and do things.
Yeah, they littered and then they felt guilty and cleaned up again. No, you know what's...
Well, now, hold on.
We gotta take a break. But I want to talk about... Shut up, both of you. Do not...
Google
search some tea party signs.
All right.
We're talking about isolated incidents.
Enough of this moral relativism. There were no assaults at the tea
party. Moral relativism?
That's what you're talking about. There's no sexual assaults.
You're doing the same thing you complained about with the tea party.
You can't blame the whole movement.
The exact same thing.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot.
Panderer. You're a tea panderer.
All right, here.
Tea panderer.
Big question. Wait, no. Okay. This woman that moved... Isn't this a Sundance Festival independent movie waiting to happen? Like with Laura Dern playing her?
Isn't she already?
Well, the weather's going to change, too. It's going to get cold, and they're not going to be out there with their signs.
That's true. The weather answers all questions. Right, weather?
Right, Greg. You got to take a break now.
All right. So despite a campaign-style push this week by President Barack Obama, the Senate on Thursday scuttled jobs legislation aimed at helping state and local governments avoid layoffs of teachers and firefighters. That's just one story we're not doing. But first!
Are high heels for men all the rage? I'm going to keep saying it till it's true.
Do Bobs, Toms, and Nicks get more laughs than chicks? Well, a new study finds that men are funnier than women, but not by much. Researchers at UC San Diego, who don't have anything better to do, asked men and women to write captions for blank New Yorker cartoons. then rated them in a gender-blind test. You know what that is, Bill. Among the findings, males scored about a tenth of a point higher than females. Men use vulgarity and sexual humor more than women, and also New York cartoons suck. We must discuss this in the...
lightning round.
Oh, that was fast. CT, you're a comedian.
Funny? Not funny.
Funny? That's all. That's basically it, right?
I guess. Yeah,
there
I don't know.
There are some funny female comedians, right?
Yeah. There's Joan Rivers. I think Joan Rivers. No, I think Joan Rivers has been as brilliant. I admire her. Phyllis Diller.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers can't really be considered a woman anymore. She's kind of past that age.
Phyllis Diller
is awesome.
Yeah. Phyllis Diller. Yes, that's a good example.
Why do you think there's so many more male comics than female?
I don't know. I think that's a route that guys are more getting up there and talking about their I don't know. Good question.
I
have no idea why.
I have an example.
I think because men feel much more free with like physical comedy, right, making ugly faces, vulgarity, and I think women are just as funny, but they don't show men that as much because they also want to be considered attractive. It's not right, but I think that's why a lot of women are funnier when they're together.
Right. I bet it's a laugh a
and
minute.
And if they're hot, the crowd's going,
let's
hot.
Face it,
you're not
stand
listening
up
to what they're saying.
What you're saying is women who are more attractive tend not to get as many laughs because they're distracted by the looks.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in my audience is thinking, oh, my girlfriend's going to leave to go me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they feel threatened. I think Carrot Top's going to nail my girlfriend.
Yes. And then you do it.
And then I do it.
Yeah. Who are you, boyfriend? You fell for it.
Nick, here's the thing. Is it an unfair double standard when it comes to telling jokes that women can't do the same material?
I don't know. And what are we talking about? One-tenth of a point?
Yeah.
Or something? What is that? And did this get stimulus dollars?
Yeah, probably.
I'm hoping it did, because that would mean that it was finally put to good use. But and as you were saying, the New Yorker cartoon?
Yes.
If that's funny.
Yeah. Bill, as a sequential hermaphrodite, which half of you is funnier?
I'm not answering the sequential hermaphrodite things anymore. I'll give a visual to Anna's already eloquent explanation. Let's look at Halloween. What do women dress as? Blank sexy. What do guys dress as? Something stupid. Right. And that right there is the mentality. Guys are not afraid to look dumb. Pretty much like what you said. Like, okay, perfect example. But last Halloween, my girlfriend or boyfriend, don't want to hurt the gay following, went as a sexy rainbow bright. I went as a cyst. That's all you need to know.
Yes, you did.
And by the way, it wasn't a costume.
Yeah. I'm sorry, later that night, you were lanced.
Yes, nice. I was. Nice. By my male rainbow bright, yes.
Another new in men in high heel news. New York Times reports a new fashion trend is men in high heels. Yep, apparently in L.A., some fellas dress entirely in men's clothing except for the shoes. Says one chap on why he prefers a nice pump, quote, "It's a power thing. You're higher than everyone else. You make more sound. You walk a different way. It makes your legs look better." Yeah. And why do men have to start copying the one thing women do really well?
I'm glad that they are. I'm glad that they're
What's
feeling our
you?
Pain. I mean, I wouldn't be attracted to a man that did it, but I'm kind of glad that they're embracing the pain. I don't think high heels are that great. I particularly don't like them. If they want to take it on, good for them.
I don't think they'd be broken up if you weren't attracted to them. Am I right?
I don't know.
Do you wear high heels?
No, I have Uggs on. This is not very attractive, but my toes are pink. I don't know if that makes a difference, but yes, I have pink toes.
Wow.
I might have had some pumps on later this evening.
I guarantee it with those feet. You don't want to keep them covered.
No.
Girlfriend, we're getting a pedi on Sunday.
I don't think people really are doing this. So when I saw this, I mean, really, this in West Hollywood, no offense again, like you said, no offense to the gay phone, but there's not guys dressing. I mean, can you imagine guys in Nebraska going into an Applebee's with pumps and a pair of tight jeans?
If you pay them about $50, they will.
Yeah, maybe.
Nick, I gotta say, I do believe that this can't be real, but it was in the New York Times, so it has to be real.
You know, the New York Times doesn't even have a crossword puzzle, so why are we? You know, it's not a legitimate newspaper.
Yeah, they have a cross-dressing puzzle.
No offense, it broke. You gotta build better props, man.
Our budget's been exposed.
Only I'm allowed to touch it because I'm a prop comic.
Yeah. I don't have your fancy prop wranglers in Vegas. I gotta do this myself.
I know. I got kids in sweatshops building my stuff. So
do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Do you have people building that stuff?
I make most of it myself. You can tell.
I can't believe you paid somebody to do that.
I know. I do it myself. myself, yeah, I think of something, then I build it, sure.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that later
we
in
are.
The show. Last word to you, Bill, about high heels, since you wear
have them
actually.
On now.
Let me tell you something about the New York Times. This is a true story. I'll keep it quick. A friend of mine did a story for them, who will go nameless, talking about the magic of stoop parties and how that was the biggest trend in Brooklyn going on right now.
Parties
on your stoop.
Right.
What he did is he called a bunch of his friends, went over to that to the stoop party and manufactured a stoop party. There was no such thing as a stoop party. And after that, stoop parties started happening because the New York Times made a trend rather than reporting on it.
I'm going to do that with give Greg a back rub party.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to talk about it, get some people together for a back rub, and then it's going to be in the New York Times.
As far as our intern Julio is concerned, that's already a very forced trend.
You didn't hear about Julio, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Unfortunate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the fourth one this week.
I know. Services are actually going to be private.
Thank God they're all legal.
Because you can't open that casket. Do you have a comment on the show? Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. And to leave a voicemail, my direct line, 212-462-5050. Still to come, the halftime report from Mike Baker, a jerk.
Tonight's halftime report is sponsored by Babes, the slang term for those young women considered by others to be physically attractive or otherwise aesthetically pleasing. Thanks, Babes. Guests on Red Eye stay at the Econo Comfort Suites, located just minutes off exit 23 of the Garden State Parkway, now serving complimentary breakfast.
Welcome back. Let's find out if we've got anything wrong so far. For that, we go to Mike Baker. Almost said TV's Mike Baker for a minute there.
You almost did.
Yeah, glad
I
did. What
a god-awful mistake that would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have anybody counting in my ear to tell me we were about ready to start. That accounts the startled look that I had on my face.
Oh,
yeah. We were ready.
Yeah, we were ready.
Yeah.
You're still handsome, though, Mike.
They tell the important people when it's ready. All right, well, let's get started. Why don't we do that? Well, let's go straight to the report card, shall we, for the halftime?
You got it.
And, How sensitive am I to this with one of the world's most famous prop comics on here? I'm about to start using props.
Your hands.
Anyway, in our report card for the halftime show so far, Greg, you've actually moved B plus, which I told you last night. You can move up from a B, and you have actually.
I'm happy.
Yeah, and we've got Anna. Anna originally was looking towards a B. You dropped down to
a
C.
The worst.
Yeah, exactly. With some of your psychotic comments
best,
about the protesters, frankly. And then we've got, C-Top. He told me that's how he prefers to be referred to, is an A.
Get out of here.
And that's not some, craven, pandering
is
to a celebrity.
First time, because I'm a first-time guest, you'd be nice.
It is, basically, yes. Nick, you got a B, You always just rock solid and steady. I like that.
And that means I can get my parole card signed at the end of the show?
Well, assuming how you do in the second half of the show. And then Bill, of course, withdrew from the class all in entirety. So now, Fenster scale. On the Fenster scale, we've got, let's look at tonight's sprocket values, which, that's
nice.
What I'm thinking. Yeah, much improved from last night, and last night's numbers were not bad.
Yeah.
So I think all in all, things are looking up.
Those look like KKK hats, Mike.
Well, we'll talk about the history of the sprocket values. It comes out of the Fenster Institute.
It does sound German.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Nick, you probably have read some of the research done by the SPIWAC group in regards to the Fenster Institute. let's look at Halloween. Good God, how screwed up is this story? But before we get started, let's ask Anna, all-time favorite sexy costume that you've had for Halloween?
Sexy nurse.
Go on.
Nice. Can we get a picture
I'll
of that?
I'll recycle that this year because I can find it. I don't know.
C-Top, when you were a kid, what was your favorite costume?
Oh, God. I wasn't allowed to go trick-or-treating as a child.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I think I was, if I'm my favorite one, maybe Superman or something. I don't know. Something my head would fit into. I have a lot of hair. I looked like this when I was 6, by the way. Nothing's changed.
So you've been consistent. That's good. Well, let's look at, there was a survey done not too long ago. I don't know who by because I got bored with the research. But it said, should schools ban Halloween candy? All in line with this incredible crap about the politically sensitive nature of our worrying about the various Halloween traditions. Yes, 18%, maybe 32%. Who answers maybe to a survey? I mean, who does that? No, 46%. We should not ban Halloween candy, so good for them. And then none of the above, 4%. And that, of course, was based on an exponential hyperbolic curve. So we've got that going for us. Nick, you mentioned as part of this coverage, you said the words banning and strippers together. You should have known from reading the rules and regulations of Red Eye that you never put those two words together.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Can I take it back and suggest that maybe schools that ban candy corn use it to make fake ethanol?
Sure. Yeah. That works. That works.
I love candy corn.
I bet we can get some federal stimulus dollars for that.
That almost puts his grade up.
It's just not waxy enough.
Hey, Greg, when was the last time you actually saw a hobo?
That's a good question, because back when I was a kid, transients, tramps, if you will, were friendly. You could talk to them.
The days when they were riding the rails, going from town to town.
They had bindles.
And they had the big fat cigar, and they'd have these rosy cheeks, and they'd always share some of their, cooked dog with you.
You and your buddy Tom Joad.
Yes.
Sitting by the fire.
Thanks to, you know what changed the happy hobo?
Yeah.
Drugs. That's who did it.
You know why?
It's the corporation.
Corporations.
God, I wish I had a prop on this. Wait a second, I do.
He's got a prop.
I feel bad for the people that actually work in the buildings. They can't go into their job. So it's a briefcase. So they walk with that, and then when they try to get through the picket, they go like this. And they put it back in, and then they can get back into their job.
That is not bad.
I thought of that this afternoon.
That beats the out of the hat with the hands on it.
It does. I had to beat this one.
Horrible. Hey, Bill, full marks to you, Bill. You pointed out Halloween, about a 2,000-year-old holiday started in Ireland. It's actually an old Celtic festival, the Festival of Samhain, that started about 2,000 years ago to celebrate the end of summer and the beginning of a cold, dark winter. So,
if I recall, Baker, you were based in Ireland for a while, and as you told me in the green room, you hate them all.
No, I love the Irish.
No, you're absolutely wrong. You're going back on what you said.
Moving on.
Let's move on
to the Occupy Wall Street story and get right off of Bill's psychotic ramblings. Just as a personal note here, Russell Simmons, a close friend of mine, his net worth about $500 million.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And I Googled Tea Party and defecation. I came up with zero hits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Googled
I know.
Tea Party and Muslim president. Yeah. See how many hits you get.
Let's see.
They're right on that, though, Bill.
Anna, you said you feel like that the protesters are just a nice group of people. And, it sucks for the neighbors because they happen to, have bought their homes or rented their homes outside the park.
Yeah, I feel for them. I'm a little biased because someone I went to school with was on the front of CNN.com with one of his signs, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Justin Cox.
All right, and let's go to the men are funnier than women. Men are funnier than women story. Two questions. I've only got time for two quick questions. Nick, your favorite female comedian?
Joan Rivers is definitely up there. And,
oh, she gets a mention
for
you as well. Okay. Yeah, she's a hilarious person.
Coming up, Courtney Love is dead, tired of being sober. Who can blame her? But first, what makes Carrot Top sad? What makes Carrot Top happy? What makes Carrot Top slightly indifferent yet cautiously optimistic? Get ready for the greatest interview in the history of great interviews with Carrot Top.
What?
Yes.
I hope it's good.
He's a comic genius, an innovator, and just a flat-out great guy. But enough about my neighbor, Carl.
Nice.
I want to talk about Carrot Top. You know him as one of the most popular, recognizable, and successful comedians in the world, who got his nickname from his love of root vegetables. And recently, he signed an extension to perform at the Luxor Resort and Casino in Las Vegas through 2015. That's almost a long time.
That'll be The world will be over by the time. Yeah, forget the rest of this.
Everyone.
I'll read it. I've been better than that. First, congratulations on the show.
So, I want to ask you, it was interesting. Yeah. We were walking into the green room, and you said, we were talking about how we met Lou Dobbs. And
yeah.
And I said, it's great. We work at Fox News. We do really awesome. Well, and everybody hates us. And you said it's like being Carrot Top.
I did. I said it's like the same thing. You get picked on for doing something that you just, I guess, because people see it a lot. And they like, a lot of people love or hate with me.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. Are you standing or sitting, by the way? I can't tell. I think it's great. No, it's a good color, too. That purple is, like, rocking it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I made this just for the show. I actually,
really?
Yes. It was white before. Yeah. And I made it red. Red eye.
Yeah. You know what's,
another prop!
You know, I would tell if I were you, Carrot Top, I wouldn't wear a bullseye.
No, I'm not a bullseye. Exactly. No, I get crapped on all the time, and I think it's just you naturally, if you do something good or you have something happening good, people like to hate it. So
I mean, you no longer have to take your show on the road. You got they're coming to you, which is basically the highest point for a comedian, right?
Yeah, I think. I mean, being in one place and going home and not dragging all this stuff through, like, baggage claim. I mean, seriously. You think every time someone reads a story about being extra charged for extra bags, I'm like, that's me. Yes. That's me. Like, they see me coming, they're like, hey, we can paint the plane today. We got Carrot Top. Yeah.
How many props do you have?
Funny ones, 4. I didn't bring them today. No, I've got thousands. I'm honestly, like, old, you know, people always say, what do you do with your old, like, Clinton jokes or Reagan, like you said. Like, going back, I have them in a warehouse. And it's great to go back and look at them.
What are you hoping that they're going to come back
in
style? Well,
sometimes you can redo a joke that could have been a Clinton joke or something and turn into an Obama joke or whatever.
Yeah, I know that. We do that almost every week.
Yeah, exactly. We all do it, right?
These stories that we did today, we did yesterday.
Yeah.
I just had a rerun.
I didn't even add anything.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore, really, when you think about it. I'm doing a show in the afternoon now.
You do.
I'm kidding, people. I love you so much. Now, was your dad really a rocket scientist?
He worked at NASA. Yeah. He used to train the module simulator to drive down the moon.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever get to
go on the moon? No.
No, but I mean, in the actual.
No. Yes, I got to sit in the little thing that he would train.
No way.
Yeah. That's awesome. I didn't know that until I got older. I was like, oh, my dad's that cool job.
My dad sold hospital supplies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo. Thanks for nothing, Dad.
But you know what? The cool thing is he sold them on the street.
Yeah. Yes. And you know what? I had some syringes at home.
Yes. Okay. Why props? What got you into that?
I wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
When I went to clubs, and I, just like in here in New York and California, wherever I started, there was like 150 comics waiting to go on.
Yeah.
And I would be like 100. And to go up and do the same joke, so let's say it was a Michael Jackson joke, I had something visual about the same topic, so it was different than what everyone else had talked about the same. So it was different. I still to this day, I like doing the props. Everyone that doesn't like it, they don't come to the show. People like the props, come. So it's cool. I never got booked in a lot of clubs because I did props.
Yeah.
I was kind of banned from clubs.
Really?
Just like the show. I probably won't be back to the show, but
I would call that propist.
The propist.
Yes. Yes.
But
we're prop
like friendly
here.
Show and tell with liquor. I mean, people are drunk, like, hey, what's he got now? You know.
It's an easy show. People think it's like, I don't know, it's somehow not as important as regular comedy, but it's about a punchline. It's the same.
Funny, I think. And I think, you know, like this one, you know, I try to make something that's a little clever more than just a pun. You know, just like, hey, it's a shoehorn. Hey, it's, you know.
What kind of, when you were growing up, what kind of comedy inspired you? Were there people? Were there shows? Things.
I actually liked Gallagher, talking about him earlier. I thought he was brilliant.
What about his brother?
His brother's nuts. Gallagher.
Gallagher 2. Wow.
Yeah, I used to say Gallagher 2, audience nothing. That was what I used to say. But the problem is, I know Gallagher, and he doesn't like me. He thinks that I took his act. And I'm like, finally, someone said I have an act. I love that. Because people have said I never had an act. So.
What about the...
But Gallagher's brilliant. I think he's very, very smart. Too smart, actually, sometimes for the room.
But angry.
Angry.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of comedians are angry. You're not angry?
No.
No? You don't seem angry.
There's no reason to be angry. I'm having fun.
Yeah. You're doing what you want to do, and you're making crap loads of money. And
not as much as people think. The Hangover, someone said, I heard you got paid $6 million for that photo. Really? Okay, I'll take it.
For people who don't remember, at the end of
$6 million
Hangover, explain what they did.
They showed up in the dressing room. This is before we knew it was The Hangover. It was just actors that I've heard of.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sounds good. I'll do it. I'm a whore. do anything. So I thought, hey, let's make it funny. We'll put Coke, you know, lines of Coke down, because me doing Coke is funny in a sense. Exactly, which I happen to have.
Guys, I'm method.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a method actor. We need the real stuff. I can't just pretend I'm doing Coke. I need real Coke.
And wait, you know what it is? It's a prop.
That's not a drug. No, it's just a prop.
It's
exactly. A prop. No one's going to get hurt. It's just a prop.
Props code for pure. That's what you get, kids, when you're millionaires. I gotta be with the laxatives, but he gets his stuff straight from Columbia.
Yeah, I need an eighth of prop. Hurry it up.
And people crapping my pants off. There was not a prop in that.
People liked my part in the movie because I didn't speak. It was like a really short part. Like, you were great in that because I was just going.
So where I got time for one more question. Where can people find you? Where's the Luxor?
Luxor's in Las Vegas.
Yes, I know. I know.
It's on the Strip. It's a light. It's like Motel 6. You can't miss it. There's a little big beam coming up. But it's on Luxor. I'm there 6 nights a week.
Yeah.
8:30 shows. Luxor. Mm-hmm. Till 2015 or something.
Wow.
Like that.
Yeah.
Book now.
All right.
Book now. I'm going.
Yeah. You have no choice.
I have to go.
America does. And they say yes. Yes to Carrot Top. Okay. Time to take a break. More stuff ahead, so stick around. Stick arounders.
If you're still there.
Well, it's time once again for a red eye. Where are they now? Surely you can recall this talented little fella.
Cool.
That was in 2009. Victor von Stripperton became an international sensation for his insatiable appetite for rice. But soon the attention became too much for the 4-ounce hamster to bear. And he turned to a different type of lines. By 2010, his daily drug use consisted of a combination of cocaine, heroin, and PCP. 6 months later, and dead broke, he turned to prostitution. But according to Von Stripperton, a chance encounter with a man in New York's Bryant Park saved his life. While the man's identity remains a mystery, Von Stripperton says the man used his connections to help him land a job. As of October 2011, Von Stripperton began work as an intern for the late-night show Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld. This has been a Red Eye. Where are they now?
Ah, finally a happy ending.
That's,
yeah. See, you can pull yourself out of a world of drug addiction.
Exactly. Go ahead, keep playing. You don't smoke, do you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Sorry.
And now he's not smoking that one.
Exactly. Come on.
Don't put that back in the box.
I'm fine.
Well, I think Greg just quit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're going to close things out with a post-game wrap-up from Mike Baker. To see clips of recent shows, go to foxnews.com/redeye. Don't forget to watch us Saturday at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Pacific. Also, Bill Schultz, I can't believe I'm saying this, will be appearing on Huckabee. Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. What are they thinking?
Are you going to play in the band?
No.
I am the band. God.
A brand new Red Eye returns on Monday. Guest next week, Terry Shepard returns, Dana Perino, Kevin Godlington, and Constantine Morales. Ah. Yeah. Ah. Back to Mike Baker for the post-game wrap-up.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Anna, what's new with Kate Gilligan?
Thanks for asking about my sister.
There you go.
She's...
This is so impromptu. Wow.
She's going to be appearing on the new ABC show Man Up, which is on Tuesdays at 8:30, so start watching. She plays Dan Cortez's wife, and they make out, and they're obnoxious friends of Terry Polo's. So enjoy. It's going to be great.
Dan Cortez.
Nice. Wow. Excellent.
Wow. I love him. I was jealous.
Okay, let's wrap that up. Nick, what are you doing in New York anyway?
I'm appearing tomorrow at Columbia University. I'm going to single-handedly beat the football team like a drum at a Occupy Wall Street demonstration. But nice. Matt Welch and I are going to be talking about the Declaration of Independence at the Students for Liberty big conference in Columbia University.
Ooh, maybe I'll go.
Very cool.
Should be quite edifying. Right?
Very cool. C-Top. C-Top, I don't have a question in the prompter. What do you want me to ask you?
You don't have a question? He did not do his job. He looked good, but...
Yeah, that's all you can get out of him.
Yeah, tell me something good.
Hell,
let him suffer.
I'm throwing it back. I'm throwing it back to
you. You're going to throw it back to me, Mike?
I am, yeah.
Way to end it smooth, my man.
Yeah, there you go.
You're one hell of a CIA agent.
You bet.